Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you an opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
Well, good morning, good morning. Glad you're here. It's not going to be that hot of a day, but it's going to be a beautiful day. And we are glad you're here. I am in the studio with Dr. Jerry Mixon and without Dr. Samara Umat. How dare she? How dare she decide to have a weekend off?
That's right.
With the holiday.
And she's going to actually spend time with her family.
Yeah, how dare she consider that?
Absolutely.
Anyway, we are happy for her.
We're envious.
Yeah, we're envious, yes. But, you know, Jerry, we've been doing this a long time. It is a rare day. We don't do it live. I don't care what the holiday is. It's rare. Over the last 22 years, we've probably only missed, what, maybe four or five?
Yeah. You know, since you gave me the remote equipment, I have done this show from China.
That's right.
From Spain.
Yeah.
From Italy. From Mexico.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have no idea how many times from other places in the United States.
I've done it probably 10 or 15 times from Hawaii, and which is always frustrating because it's 3 hours earlier. Well, sometimes it is, or 2 hours.
Right. So the show starts at 5 a.m. there.
Yeah, my wife is never that happy with me when I I have to get up at 4 o'clock.
I'd whimper a bit for you, but I've started at 1 a.m. in China.
Yeah, so. You're in China. What are you going to do? Hey, we are glad you're here, and we are going to take a whole lot of calls today. Our number, if you've got a question for Dr. Mixon, is 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. And like we always say, anything goes. Whatever is bugging you, whatever your situation is, maybe you have a problem yourself, maybe your spouse, a loved one, a child, a parent. We get a lot of calls about parents. So you just give us a call, and we'll get to you, 800-465-8770. And while we wait for some calls, you sent out an article to all the doctors and to me, thank you very much, which I have already passed on to a number of people, by the way. So you're training your doctors and my friends. Why don't we talk about that? Because it was associated with mental issues or dementia issues and what have you. It was pretty interesting.
Yeah, well, there's a whole lot of information out on things that put you at high risk for cognitive decline.
Right.
And, you know, to start with, there is a well-documented age-related cognitive decline. We tend to hit our mental peak somewhere in our early 30s, late 20s to mid 30s. And from that point forth, there is a age-related decline. Aspects of our mental function tend to go downhill. In some people, they go downhill much faster and more profoundly than others. And at some point, you reach the sad situation in which you're not able to carry out your activities of daily living.
Yeah.
You can't dress yourself. You can't feed yourself.
Yeah.
You can't find your way home from the store.
I've been that way with both my folks.
Yeah. And, you know, when you reach that point, we call it dementia.
Mm.
There's an old folk term that we have used, though, for generations called senility, which just basically means getting old and slow and foolish. Telling the same stories over and over and over again. In which you're still able to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're just not at your best. You are clearly downhill. And I think we have one of our major politicians in that situation.
There's no doubt about it.
He still dresses himself and feeds himself and so on. But anybody that's known him over the last 20, 30 years can see a profound change in his level of function.
Especially the last 2-3 years. It's been quite remarkable, actually.
And there are some drugs that tend to make this situation worse. And many of them are actually very commonly used drugs. Some of the antihistamines, such as Benadryl, diphenhydramine. Benadryl is the brand name. Diphenhydramine is the chemical. Mm-hmm. It is an anticholinergic. And the more of these drugs you use, and the longer you use them, the higher doses you use them, the faster your mental decline tends to be.
Okay, what are some of these drugs? What are their names?
Metformin.
You're kidding, really?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people are taking that.
Yes, virtually everybody with cardiovascular disease or with atrial fibrillation gets put on metformin. And metformin is a drug that accelerates cognitive decline.
Wow.
All of the belladonna alkaloids, benztropamine, basically a lot of the drug, anything that you're taking to decrease or to increase bowel motility. So a lot of the gastrointestinal drugs.
Okay. What about blood pressure meds?
There are, well, of course, metoprolol.
Okay.
That was a misstatement. Boop. Wrong tongue.
Okay.
Just brush my teeth and my tongue doesn't
work. You scared me.
Yeah,
you scared me there.
Okay, no, not metformin. I'm sorry. Metoprolol.
Okay.
Which is a drug that almost everybody with atrial fibrillation and a lot on cardiovascular.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, yeah, so no. Metoprolol is a very, very common drug with people with cardiovascular disease. Metformin, on the other hand, tends to improve cognition and lifespan.
Sorry, I'm glad you caught that.
Yes,
it's a big difference.
I know, yeah. For some reason, it just occurred to me, did I say metformin? I took my metformin this morning. Yeah. I would not have taken it if been an anticholinergic. No.
Well, the bottom line is cognitive decline or dementia. People, once you hit about 50 or 60, more people are concerned about cognitive decline or dementia than they are about cancer or heart attacks or anything else.
Yes.
It's a scary thing.
Yeah. So, basically, anytime your doctor writes a prescription for diarrhea, for asthma, for overactive bladder syndromes, for COPD, insomnia, motion sickness, many of the Parkinson's disease drugs, almost any of these classes, you need to ask him about anticholinergic effect.
Okay.
Because all of those conditions have multiple drugs that can be used, but the anticholinergics are common in each of them. Now, that doesn't mean you can never use them. Occasional use is fine. You need a little Benadryl to sleep once in a while, fine. You use it as a sleeping aid every night, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
And the problem is that as people age, they often have, a variety of problems. They may be on 2 or 3 anticholinergic drugs at the same time.
Oh, boy.
Okay. And so the more of these drugs you're on, the higher doses you're on, and the longer you use them, the more risk you're at.
Well, I had shared this article, like I said, with a number of friends, and I happened to be with one of them last night. And the lady asked, she said, well, my memory is really good for recent things. I tend to get my distant past, things that happened, 20, 30, 40 years ago, I'm not so good at, but I'm good for current.
Well, that's just the opposite of what we normally see with age-related cognitive decline.
So that's not as,
nowhere
near as dangerous.
The reason old folks tend to tell stories about their distant past is because those memories are actually the best for them.
Okay.
Okay. It's what you had for breakfast yesterday. that tends to go away.
Or what you did this morning.
Yeah, or why you walked in this room.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. So, yeah, current short-term memory is the first to go.
Okay.
So if you're not having short-term memory problems, you're probably doing okay.
All right.
If you're reminiscing about 35 and 40 years ago is nice and clear, but yesterday afternoon is a little foggy, that's when we really worry about you.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. This is just one more reason that, because I would imagine all of these people that are taking these drugs and having them prescribed, they're not being told what you just shared.
No, because most of these drugs have been approved for short-term use. You know, if you're on meclizine, you know, and let me give you some break. Meclizine is a common one. It's sold under the names of Ativert, Bonane, Divert, Dramamine.
Oh, my.
Less drowse. Yeah. People that go on cruises
frequently
take these drugs.
Yeah, yeah, okay? Yeah.
If you're only using it for a week on your cruise, I'm not worried about you.
Okay.
Okay. But it is one of many, and you don't want to be on it long term. That's your problem.
Well, you're right. A lot of drugs are designed for short term use, but I think of ibuprofen and things like that that
increase the risk of cardiovascular
disease. We have friends, Vicki and I have friends, who take every day and have for 10 years, I think they say.
Sure. Yeah. And the most common, you know, people think, well, I don't take these because I don't have much of an allergy problem or only have a seasonal allergy. Sure. But a lot of people use things like diphenhydramine, Benadryl, as a sleep aid. You know, it is, if you look at the over-the-counter sleep aids at the drugstore, diphenhydramine is the most common ingredient. And those are people that are taking it every single night of their life for years at a stretch.
Yep.
That's worrisome.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Very, very good point. Point I was going to make is that this is the kind of information, this is this one little sliver of the many reasons, many slivers of the advantages of being a patient at Longevity Medical Clinic, because we stay ahead of the curve. We have time to teach, to share, to educate, and this is the kind of information you badly need. So lots of reasons to consider making one of the free health analysis appointments. I do have an announcement about that, but we'll talk about that a little later in the show. In the meantime, why don't we just start taking a call? We've got time for one call before a break. Let's start off with Terry from Mount Lake Terrace. Terry, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
A couple of months ago, I came across something that, while reading a book on dreaming, that recommended using something called a lucid dream mask to enhance the dream experience. Now, I've been using masks for a long time, filtering blue light and all that, but the sleep quality hasn't been where I wanted it to be. And so I got one of these things and tried it, and it's amazing. It's really working. I wonder if you'd ever heard of something like that.
No, I haven't. So that's
a dream mask.
Yeah, okay, so what it is, it looks like a regular sleep mask, but inside it, and you can take out and remove so you can wash it, is an electric strip powered by a 2032 flat battery. Got a switch, a couple of controls on it, and a strip of red LEDs that crosses from eye to eye. And you can select from patterns and brightness levels and so on. And you turn this thing on, and about 5 hours into your sleep cycle, it will start a 10-minute repetition of a light show. And if you're asleep, you don't see it. If you're awake, you do. But I'm telling you, it took me a couple of weeks to get used to it, and I saw a lot of light shows because I was awake. Now, now, if I see one, it's right after I wake up at about 4 or 5 hours and, you know, take a trip to the bathroom, come back, and while I'm going back to sleep, I might see that pattern. I don't see it again until I wake up in the 7 to 8 hour time frame, and the dreams are vivid.
Hmm.
It's amazing.
All right.
But it took a couple of weeks to get, it took a couple of weeks to start getting used to it, and I've been using it now for about 2 months, and it's amazing. I'm not on melatonin. I'm not on 5-HTP or anything like that to help with sleep.
Okay. Well, like I said, it's something I have absolutely no knowledge of, experience with, and I've never seen any research papers on it, so I'm far too ignorant to make a comment.
Well, you better not make any dramatic statements about it. Okay. Hey, thanks, Terry. Appreciate it. We got to go to a break, and when we come back, we've got a question about rubbing alcohol. I think this is a first. I'm not sure we've had a question about rubbing alcohol.
Isopropyl alcohol is what that is.
Okay, well,
let's see what it is.
Okay. Then we've got a call from Lake Chelan. I'm looking forward to that. About osteopenia.
Okay.
And then a question about a rotator cuff problem. So, hey, lots of reasons to call. We have one line open right now. Why don't you grab it? Call us at 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770.
Leading Edge Medicine.
Leading Edge Medicine. For the first time in history, you can choose how to age. Call with your question at 1-800-465-8770.
That's 800-465-8770.
Hey, welcome back. We have a brand new nuclear clock in the studio today that the former nuclear clock was not so nuclear.
It was just slow.
It was just an average, well, it wasn't even a good regular clock.
No, no.
It would lose 2 minutes in about a month.
Any old alkaline battery clock works better.
That's right. Anyway, welcome back. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine today with Dr. Jerry Mixon. I'm Pete Talbot. And yeah, we're taking calls. Call us at 800-465-8770. Actually, right now, yes, yeah, right now, all the lines are full. I wanted to say I did get a final report. A lot of people, since we've been doing the free health analysis appointments, The good news, bad news is, yes, we're still doing them. The bad news is, just a little bit of bad news, there's only 12 available in the entire month of September in Kirkland. There are none available in Tacoma. Sorry about that. And there are 15, only 15 available in Linwood. And admittedly, most of those are near the end of September. But they are there. And so today I just want you to know that you can go to our website, lmclinic.com, and you can grab one of those free health analysis appointments. And yes, just to confirm, as a little thank you, an incentive, whatever you want to call it, you can take your choice. You can have $100 of free longevity supplements, or you can get our two fitness books along with our fitness bands just for coming in and having a free health analysis appointment in the month of September. So, again, there are 12 available in Kirkland. I'm sorry, there's none available in Tacoma, but we have 15 in Linwood. They're all near the end of September. So you are going to have to wait a few weeks, but I suggest you go grab them now. All right? You do that at lmclinic.com. In these free appointments, if you're new to the program, you get two free tests as well, not just the supplements or the what have you, or the fitness books and the bands. But you get the two free tests, the blood test, as well as the special in-body test. And wow, it's a good thing to do. If you want yours, you just simply go to lmclinic.com. lmclinic.com. All righty. Let us go to Tacoma and talk to Paul. Paul, welcome to the show.
Hello, Paul.
Good. Isopropyl alcohol, you can't drink it?
Nope.
So is it safe to be applying it to your skin?
Depends on how much you apply. Depends on how much you apply, how much skin you apply it to, and how often and how long you do it. You know, when I was in medical school, we were basically taught that the skin was a barrier to separate you from the world. We now know the skin is actually an interface with the world. And an awful lot of things that we put on our skin are absorbed to some degree through the skin and into our tissues and our bloodstream. You can get toxic from isopropyl alcohol if you use too much of it or too often. So, you know, why would you be applying isopropyl alcohol to yourself three times a day, just out of curiosity?
Pandemic. You know, you go into a place and you want to make sure, so you rub your, it'd be on your hands.
Okay.
Nowhere else.
Yeah. Relatively small surface area then. And the palms of your hands are very thick. That skin is relatively impervious just because it's so thick. The backs of your hands, the skin is much thinner. You do absorb more through there. But that's, you know, a unless you've got gigantic hands, a pretty small surface area. So I would, you know, I've never seen a report of anybody getting toxic or poison from isopropyl alcohol from using a hand as a hand sanitizer. Not if it's two, three times a day, certainly.
I would have to assume maybe the way to apply to your hands is if you wear gloves, then it's not an issue at all.
Precisely. No, it would not be an issue. But, you know, even there, most of the hand sanitizers are 60% isopropyl alcohol. And most people are applying less than half a teaspoon to their hands. You know, they put on a little dollop of maybe one or two cc's. And so about half of that is actually the alcohol. And much of it goes to the front, to the palms of the hands where the skin is very thick. And then maybe a relatively small percentage gets to the backs of the hands. And then you're going to absorb a tiny fraction of a percent of that, you know, into your bloodstream. So the volumes are low. The frequency is fairly low. The surface area is low. So I'm not terribly concerned. I use hand sanitizers, periodically. I prefer to wash my hands. Soap and water is a more effective antiviral than the sanitizers. So, you know, whenever I get home each day, I wash my hands. You know, if I've been out of the office and kicking around, the first thing I do when I come in is I stop at the restroom and wash my hands. So I prefer soap and water. It is safer and more effective. But, you know, if you're going to be out all day going from place to place to place to place and you never get anywhere near a restroom where you can wash, then you use this hand sanitizer.
Sounds good. Paul, that okay?
It is. Let me ask you one more question about DMSO. Is there long-term use of DMSO? Is there any problem?
I have not seen any except for the garlic breath. You know, if people that use it for joint inflammation that are putting on major joints such as their knees and shoulders, you know, they absorb enough of it into their bloodstream that it is exhaled through the lungs and they get a pretty strong garlic sort of odor. But I haven't seen any toxicity or poisonings from it. What that tells me, though, it doesn't necessarily mean it doesn't happen. I guess it just means that it has not yet been reported in the literature. Doctors haven't done studies on it yet.
Okay, well, thanks a bunch, Doctor.
You're welcome.
You bet, Jen. Thank you, Paul. And let's go to Lake Chelan. And Steve. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, sir.
This is a telemedicine second opinion. Last week, you talked to a person who had problems.
You're breaking up.
Calcium or bone. Oh.
Okay, try again.
How is it? Is that?
It's okay. Better now.
Last week, you had a woman on the show who was trying to take calcium to improve bone density or bone growth or something.
Yes.
So my situation is that in my physical, the doctor says, well, you have osteopenia, almost osteoporosis. So, So he sent me to a specialist, and the specialist did a bunch of tests and stuff, and then recommend 1,000 milligrams of calcium citrate, and then take this drug called alendronate, A-L-E-N-D-R-O-N-A-T-E. 70 milligrams.
Right.
So I'm on the border. So what do you think?
Well, the alendronate's going to give you much harder bones. The calcium's not going to have a whole lot of impact either way.
Okay.
I would be looking at other things, though. What is your free testosterone and your estradiol level in your bloodstream? Because those are the primary determinants of stimulation for new bone growth versus bone loss. A young man will run a free testosterone of 150 to 200 nanograms per deciliter. And old men usually run in the neighborhood of 40 to 60 nanograms per deciliter. And at those low levels, men don't stimulate the osteoblast, the cells that create new bone, very well. And so raising your testosterone level closer to a younger man's range will also stimulate new bone production much more quickly. Also, because of that low testosterone, estradiol is a hormone that inhibits bone loss. It inhibits the activity of the osteoclast, the cells that dissolve bone. And as your testosterone level is dropping with age, you have less testosterone to convert into estradiol. And you tend to run both low testosterone and low estradiol. And that means you make bone slower and you dissolve bone faster. And that's why you tend to develop osteopenia and eventually osteoporosis. The other situation with older men is they tend to be more sedentary. Bone is a very dynamic structure. It's not like wood, you know, on your table that is dead and just sitting there. It's more like wood in a tree that's still growing. And so it's being made and it's being dissolved. But in living animals, that bone responds to stress, to stimulation. The more you stress the bone, the more active the osteoblasts tend to be. If you spend a lot of time sitting or walking gently or not using your muscles to push, pull, lift, drag, you don't have the stimulation to make you produce more bone. So raising the testosterone, allowing the estradiol to come into a more robust level, and increasing physical activity are the most natural and effective ways of producing new bone. Throwing more calcium into the system is not usually what does it.
Okay. That's very thorough. I appreciate that. Okay, I think I'll stop the calcium. The other one I'll take for a while. Can you give me those ranges? Okay, go ahead.
Well, but let me talk a little bit about the bisphosphonate, which is the class of drugs you're taking. That drug doesn't make new bone very effectively. What it does is it makes a different type of bone. The cortical bone, the bone on the outside, it gets very hard. And so you get fewer fractures because you have now altered the structure of that cortical bone. Unfortunately, the trabecular bone, the matrix of bone on the inside, continues to dissolve. So you're now, when you use that drug, you're getting a hard bone, but a more brittle bone. And it's a bone that it doesn't break as often because it's harder, but when it does break, it doesn't heal as well because it's lost the trabecular structure on the inside and the blood supply is not as good. So statistically, you lower your risk of fractures, but you increase your problem healing if you do get a fracture. So rather than use the bisphosphonates to give you an artificial structure to your bone, I prefer to increase the amount of bone you're making to slow your bone loss and to give you a more natural, healthy bone than the artificial bisphosphonate drugs do.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yep.
Can you give me the ranges for the free testosterone and estradiol again? I'm not at home, so I don't know what those are.
All right. Well, again, it's going to depend on which machines they do. I'm giving you the ranges we use in our laboratory. The normal range for a free testosterone with the equipment we use goes up as high as 210 nanograms per deciliter. My range for men, because I'm not trying to make them 18, is 150 to 180 nanograms per deciliter. And then the estradiol depends in what else is going on with them. I like to get in an older man who's getting some osteopenia, I like to let their estradiol run up into the mid-30s. Okay. If it's a very active, younger, physiologically functioning man, I may drop that down into the 20s. If it's a guy that's getting cognitive issues, I may let his estradiol go up into the 40s. So where I carry the estradiol depends on what else is going on with the guy.
I think what's happened here, Steve, is you are just getting another little example of what we do at Longevity Medical Clinic. And if you think you're going to go educate your doctor to figure this out for you, good luck. But, that's what we do. That's just one of the many things we do at Longevity.
Yeah, you have to realize that these normal but undesired changes of aging are our specialty. It's what we do at Longevity Medical Clinic.
That's it.
All day, every day. And for most physicians, it's a lot easier to write a bisphosphonate.
Oh, yeah.
So
they do not understand. So there you go, Steve. Hey, Lake Chelan, I got a question for you. We're building a home in Lake Chelan. And does it snow over there much in the wintertime? Do you have a lot of snow? I'm curious.
Not a lot of snow. Last year, not much. But sometimes it gets snow. There's a nice little Echo Glen ski resort with a key bar that's just outside of Chelan's, you know, five minutes.
I was just curious. No more time is needed on that, but thank you, Steve. We are glad you called. And whether you're Steve or anybody else listening, this question, again, perfectly illustrates why so many people are taking advantage of the free health analysis appointments. You may be listening to this show for the fifth time or the 205th time, and you know, hey, man, what we do at Longevity is so exciting, and you've been meaning to grab one of those free health analysis appointments. Get the two free tests. Oh, and also get the $100 of Longevity supplements or the two fitness books and the fitness bands. But that's why we tell you about them. We've got, 12 here in Kirkland. We don't have any in Tacoma, but we have 15 in Linwood. So if you want one of them, all you have to do is go to lmclinic.com, lmclinic.com. And right there in the middle of the page, you click the button that says schedule an appointment, and you can grab one. The calendar comes right on your screen right after you select the clinic of your choice, either our Tacoma, Linwood, or Kirkland clinics. And again, I'm sorry, we don't have any more all the way through September, I'm afraid, in Tacoma. But a little reminder, if you live in Tacoma, but you still want a free health analysis appointment, you can do the health analysis appointment in Kirkland, or you can do it in Linwood. And then if you decide to become a member of Longevity Medical Clinic, you can go to the Tacoma Clinic. So it would just be the free health analysis appointment. So we'll let you do that. Again, you do it all at lmclinic.com. Grab one. You'll be glad you did. When we come back, we've got a question about a rotator cuff from BEM, B-E-N-V, if I understand that right. Okay, and then a question about celiac disease. Oh, and somebody wants to know about snoring. So, lots of reasons to stay close. We'll be right back.
Leading Edge Medicine.
Join in the conversation at 1-800-465-8770 and tell your friends to listen.
That's 1-800-465-8770.
Welcome back to Leading Edge Medicine. We just had someone call in, a good friend of mine, actually, that I golf with now and again, in fact, pretty regularly, Ron. He wants to know if longevity, Jerry, if longevity can help his putting.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I have no idea. So, Ron, good luck with your putting. All right, let us go. Well, no, hey, I want to make a quick announcement. We've been sharing with you lately, and I think it's pretty obvious that Longevity Medical Clinic is doing very well. We're growing. We are helping a lot of people, which is one reason why we often don't have as many of the free health analysis appointments as we'd really like to make available, because we're only so big. You know, we're out of appointments in Tacoma, and we have just a few in Linwood and Kirkland. And we are growing. Oh, my golly, it is so exciting. People are waking up to the reality that this is a perfect time, no better time, to get serious about your health. Well, we have some staffing needs as we grow. We need medical, another medical assistant, especially in Kirkland right now. We need a medical assistant. We need front desk. We even need a doctor or two. And so If you're a medical doctor, or you know some medical doctor who is just fed up with the system, whatever you want to call it, we'd love to hear from them too. So if you would like more information about becoming an employee at Longevity Medical Clinic, this would be a great, great, great time for you to check us out. You can email us at HR@longevitymedicalclinic.com. HR@longevitymedicalclinic.com. And we would love to hear from you. We need to hear from you. We admit it. We need some help. So let us hear from you. HR@longevitymedicalclinic.com. It is a fun place to be. It is a fun place to see people that are feeling and functioning better than they did last year, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. It is a fun place to be around all of the good things that are happening at Longevity. So check us out. Email us if you're interested at HR@longevitymedicalclinic.com. There you go. All right, let us go to Ben. And how are you, Ben? Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call, and thank you even more for all the service that you provide to all of us.
You're welcome. How can I help you today, sir?
Well, I have a rotator cuff, a left rotator cuff. I've been dealing with for about a year and a half, and I have decided to have a stem cell with Dr. Nelson.
Good.
Actually next week. My question is, I don't know, because I've been vacillating whether or not to actually do it, because it's a nuisance for me. I just don't know if the treatment would address the pain, is the part that I'm concerned with, because it. I can do some mobility and so on and so forth, but I've stopped doing like some of my regular exercises because of it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can answer that or not. So,
well, I can give you some general ideas. Obviously, you know, Dr. Nelson's the one who has seen your studies and examined you. I have done neither of those, so I can tell you, you know, a bit about the condition in general and what usually happens, but your you know, your individual situation is a different question. There are basically four muscles that stabilize and provide the motion in our shoulders. Okay. And, some of these are up on the top of our shoulder and in front, and some are in back around your shoulder blade, your scapula. And these four muscles attached to the humerus, to the upper bone in your arm, have four different places. And they're basically what hold the arm in the shoulder. There isn't much of a socket there. There's just kind of a little curved groove that the that bone sits up against. And it's these tendons that are attached to the muscles that kind of hold everything together and provide the motion and the mobility. And if you are getting inflammation, if you're getting, you know, frayed and raw spots on those tendons, or if you're just getting inflammation there, or if the lower ones, the lower part of that humeral head is rubbing against some of the tendons. We call that an impingement syndrome. Any of those conditions can cause pain and limited motion in that shoulder. So this set of four muscles and tendons together is what we refer to as the rotator cuff. Okay. So when somebody says, I have a rotator cuff problem, it doesn't tell me which muscles, it doesn't tell me which tendons, it doesn't tell me if it's getting squeezed and impinged, or if it's just inflammation, or if there's partial tears and fraying. So all of those different conditions require different sorts of intervention. Generally, when Dr. Nelson does the injections, he's putting the stem cells in because there's a partial tears, that we call it fraying of the tendons, or a chronic inflammatory process. The MSCs, mesenchymal stem cells are referred to, or medicinal signaling cells is the newer term. These actually produce chemicals that are anti-inflammatory and promote growth and healing. And so if you've got little frays, partial tears, those injections will help them to heal much faster and more completely. They also decrease inflammation and swelling, which in turn may decrease any minor impingement syndrome you've got. So generally, these injections are very effective. But nothing done to or by human beings is perfect.
And I am proof of that, Ben. I should tell you, my right rotator cuff, I've had four surgeries. And I just recently, because all four didn't do the job. Every time they kept doing, over about a 12-year period of time, at four surgeries. And now I'm seeing Dr. Dan Nelson.
So, you know, this is something that Dan can usually help you with, but, you know, there is a failure rate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are talking about human physiology, and nothing done to or by humans is perfect, and there's always some degree of failure. But if I had a rotator cuff injury, Dan's who I'd be going to see for it. Does that answer your question?
Okay. Yes, my question.
All right.
There you go.
Take care, sir.
Thank you. All right. I'll tell you what. That opens up a line. If you would like to call, here's the number, 800-465-8770. 800-465-8770. When we come back, we're going to go to Spanaway. You've got a question from John about celiac disease. John, from his car, has a question about snoring. And then how about you? Maybe you have a question. Anything goes. Call us, 800-465-8770. If you want one of those free health analysis appointments, again, they're probably fewer now than when I first told you about them a half hour ago. So you can go to our website, lmclinic.com, lmclinic.com. Grab one, and we'll be right back.
If you or someone you love is struggling with memory issues, find out about Longevity Memory. Call Longevity right now to schedule your memory consultation evaluation. 425-654-0258. That's 425-654-0258.
Alrighty, we're coming to the end of our first hour. Yep. And remember, we have 4 hours every Saturday, not just these 2 hours here on KTTH. We're glad you're here, 8 to 10, you bet. But we also have another 2 hours of live call-in radio from 10 to noon. Now, you want to find out where we are for all 4 hours? Go to our website, lmclinic.com. lmclinic.com, and push the little podcast button at the top right of the page, a little tab up there, and it will show you where all of our 4 hours are, give you the stations and the times and what have you. But also on that podcast button, you can go back and listen to any of our shows. And, for example, maybe you've heard something this hour that is really cool. You want to listen to it again, or you want a good friend or a parent or who knows to listen to it. Just have them go to lmclinic.com, push the podcast button, and oh, probably by Monday afternoon, it'll be there for you. So again, lmclinic.com. Let us go to Spanaway and talk to John. Hello, John.
Hello, John. How can I help?
Hey, thank you for what you do, Doctor. You are very helpful for the community. We're blessed to have you. I have a granddaughter that's just been diagnosed with celiac. I guess she's a celiac sprue, they call them. But anyway, she's 24 years old, can't gain weight. They said that she's going to be limited to have a very limited,
She's going to have a limited diet, that's for
from
sure.
Now, yeah. A big yes. Pardon?
Yeah, she will have a quite limited diet. She'll be on a gluten-free diet from this point on. Okay, let's talk a little bit about celiac disease. Celiac disease is an immune disease, in which people develop an immune reaction to gluten, which is a protein that is found in wheat and barley and rye, and in smaller quantities in some other grains. So she has to be very careful about her grain intake. So fruit, vegetables, meats are fine for her, but grain she's going to be quite cautious with. What happens is, and this is genetically coded to a large degree, some people, when they are exposed to these grains, the gluten triggers an immune reaction, and there are some protein markers on the surface of the grain that are on the surface of the gluten that is very similar to the markers found in their small bowel on the villi, the little tiny finger-like projections where most of the absorption of nutrients takes place in our bowel. And so in an effort to destroy the grain, your body is actually destroying and damaging your own small bowel lining. And as a result of that damage to the villi, these people are not able to absorb many of the nutrients. So they often become anemic. They lose weight, they have diarrhea, bloating, abdominal pain, cramping. They can be pretty miserable. They also have an increased risk of cardiovascular disease because the inflammation from the bowel releases inflammatory cytokines into their whole body and triggers atherosclerotic change in their coronary arteries. So their risk of heart attacks and strokes goes up 2-3-fold. And they have about a 4-fold increased risk of small bowel cancers over the general population.
Well,
so that chronic inflammation causes trouble. Yeah, go ahead.
Is there any institution that is studying this to try to
Sure.
come up with the silver bullet?
Yes, there are. who she ought to go to is, it's called the Celiac Disease Foundation. This is a foundation started back, late 80s, early 90s. So it's been around for 30 years or so. And this is a group of doctors and patients and researchers that have a very, very strong interest in this field. And there is a lot of research always being done. So if you're looking for the latest updates, I'd go to the Celiac Disease Foundation. Go to their website. You know, they can probably give you recommendations of physicians that are most up to date on this particular disease in this area.
Okay, yeah. Not much hope for her. Okay, doctor, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir.
You betcha, John.
You guys be safe. Okay.
Right. Yeah, you too. You too. You know, Jerry, I think you know this. I had a restaurant for a number of years, 12 baskets restaurants, actually. And we baked our own breads. This is back, we started them, Vicki and I, back in 1976 and ran them for 10 years. But
you see, 12 baskets. I believe this is probably a religious reference.
You know me. my parent company was Five Loaves and Two Fish Company.
Of course.
And from that, I started.
How did I not know that in advance?
That's right. And from that, I started 12 baskets. The sandwiches. I had Peter's basket, Matthew's basket, John's basket, Ruth's basket. It was kind of fun. Anyway, then I had 12 baskets catering, which is still going strong right now, by the way. 12 baskets distributors, things like that. So. But that doesn't matter. You brought that up. My point is we ground our own grain fresh every morning, baked our own breads. People went nuts. Very successful, I'm happy to say. But back then, rarely I would hear, and I kind of thought, oh, boy, this is a little wacko, about gluten sensitivity. They wanted to know if I had gluten-free bread, and I'd barely heard of it.
Well, and actually, high gluten wheats are the highest protein wheats. So, you know, the hard red winter wheat with the highest gluten level is the one that has always been the most sought after because it was the most, quote, nutritious because it had the highest protein because gluten is a protein.
Okay.
Right? But for that subset of people that have developed immune reactions to gluten, it can be a killer.
So is gluten sensitivity getting worse percentage-wise, or is our wheat changing?
No, I think it's mostly people who get almost any bowel symptom these days
call it gluten.
Are calling it gluten sensitivity. Yeah. And low-gluten or no-gluten diets are very faddish. The vast majority of people who think they're gluten sensitive aren't. But
yeah. But won't hurt them staying away from gluten.
No, it's a restrictive diet, and they'll probably lose weight.
Yeah, some advantages to being hypochondriac.
That's right. Yeah,
interesting.
Sure. And I don't like to make. I tease you sometimes about your religious beliefs.
My faith.
Obviously, yes. And sometimes I'm envious. I see these, you know, the television preachers flying around in their private jets, and I say, "Damn,
that ain't me."
I've got to start a religion, you know. And I've even come up with a name for mine. Mine is going to be the American Church of the Rollicking Good Times, and you know.
Well, our audience is accustomed to you not making fun of the fact that I'm a Bible-believing Christian.
I actually have great respect for anyone who lives their religious beliefs. And, you know, among my employees, I have you and Seth and some of my fundamentalist people. I have Muslims. I have Hindus. I have Jews. I have, you know, almost any.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, my population of employees spans the ethno and religious spectrum. And anybody who has a belief system that they honestly follow and live up to has my respect. I poke fun at the inconsistencies and the hypocrisies. You know, people who say one thing and do another.
Oh, yeah.
I poke a lot of fun at them.
That's right. So anyway, yes, we have a wonderful array of employees at Longevity and other ways. So this is fun. All right. Enough on gluten, I guess. But that was always interesting to me in my restaurants. And I have a grandson that is very sensitive. And a couple others in the family. But okay, we've got to go to a quick break. It really basically is a legal top of the hour news break and station ID. Have to do it, but we've got another hour to go, and the break is only about 15 seconds long. So you don't want to go far, and we've got a couple of lines open right now. So if you want to get in line, call us at 800-465-8770. And if you want to be a part of one of the most exciting companies, literally, in the country, Longevity Medical Clinic, we need front desk people. We need MAs. We actually need another doctor or two. So if you're interested, simply contact us, reach out at HR@longevitymedicalclinic.com. Come and join the team. You will love it. I promise. We have a lot of fun here.